It was mid-morning when Carolyn Eppel drove a 20-foot U-Haul truck into the fenced parking lot that had housed Camp Michaela for the past 10 weeks. She was there to collect and transport the camp's 21 tents and their contents to a new location. But daylight was fading fast by the time the group and their supporters arrived at their temporary village in a new and smaller space in Roseland.
We're in the parking lot, a gravel parking lot, behind the Dollar Tree near Sebastopol Road. Initially, we had plans to go somewhere else, and then we ended up changing our minds and deciding to come here because we felt that this would be a little bit more private.
That destination was not settled until the last minute, after not one but two other possible sites fell through. All that, says Eppel, a member of the encampment's self-governing council, just compounded the stress of their move.
You know, moving day for anyone is a stressful day. Moving with 27 people, it just multiplies the stress.
The new site is part of the lands slated to be redeveloped into a community center complex for Roseland, a project being managed by the county's Community Development Commission.
They're in a little tiny section behind a building up against another building. The whole property is 7 acres, but I would say they're on less than a quarter of an acre at most.
Jim Letty, Special Projects Director for the CDC, says the agency did not approve the move there, but they're still doing what they can to continue their support for the camp.
Because they are homeless and living in a tent somewhere, we have an obligation to make sure they're connected with services, and hopefully we can find them permanent housing as soon as possible.
At the same time, Letty says, they are also working to find a better relocation site for the encampment.
The negotiations are ongoing. We, being the Community Development Commission, we're working with them to find a private piece of land for the location for the camp, and we will be continuing to do so.
Although the tent community had a rather frosty relationship with the Sonoma County Water Agency, which owned the original encampment site, co-founder Michael O'Toole says the rest of the West College Avenue neighborhood was surprisingly welcoming.
We have gotten such support from the neighborhood. We thought when we moved here, the neighborhood was going to go crazy. They've come over and they've engaged us. They bring us meals. They bring their kids over to play in the lot. I mean, it's amazing the compassion we've got from this neighborhood.
For many of the residents, including John Ruano, the best thing about the encampment was the protection it brought.
It's a safe environment. I don't have to worry about my wife and her medical conditions because she's got diabetics. And besides, you couldn't sleep at night half the time out in the streets. You never knew who was coming. Here, I slept every night because it's like a family, you know. We take care of each other one way or another.
Laura Renee agrees.
It's been the best decision I've made in 2.5 years of being homeless. It's been wonderful. It's been a step forward.
But she also wonders about the hundreds of other homeless people facing a wet and cold winter across Sonoma County.
There's so many people out there who are homeless and need the same support that we do. Ever since the banks foreclosed on homeowners about 4 years ago, the homeowners became the rental market, and then the renters became the homeless market. And then the homeless, we just hope they're still alive.
No one sees the second site for Camp Michaela as any kind of a long-term answer, but nor can anyone predict how long they will remain in Roseland. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.